Hello and welcome to the Human Design Podcast. My name is Leandra, and on this space, I'm discussing all themes about human design and how to integrate it into everyday life. Human design is a very complex system put together by old traditional wisdom and discoveries of science, psychology, sociology, and evolution that can help to explain one's energy body better, but also the relationship we have with others. If you want to dive deeper into your specific chart, you can get in touch for a personal reading on the resources provided below. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Human Design Podcast. Super happy to be speaking with you again. It is about setting boundaries and saying no to certain things. So I will go through all the different types, but also some other conditions, and show you why it is so important for you to sometimes say no to things, and why setting boundaries is so healthy and has nothing to do with egoism. Or maybe it's just healthy egoism. So let's start by specifically going into like a more general overview of the saying no or setting boundaries. Because when we say literally yes to everything in our life, and when we try to please everyone around us, we're totally neglecting our own energies, and we're totally forgetting about who we are and what we want and what is correct for us. And in the moment where you tune in with your authority and with your strategy, in that moment you become more you, obviously, or you are yourself and authentic. And in that moment you will feel with your specific authority what is correct for you, and when you can say yes, and when you also need to say no. Unfortunately, so many people have been conditioned to not allow themselves to say no, and there are some markers in the chart, obviously, that make you maybe more prone to saying yes or being a people pleaser. But generally, we all in one area in our life or the other have the problem or the challenge that we sometimes don't allow ourselves to say no for whatever reason that might be. But if you say yes, you're letting an energy into your life that then is taking up the space and the capacity in order for you to the right thing finding you, that just is waiting in the pipeline for showing up for yourself. And therefore, you cannot say yes when this thing is showing up, or you don't even notice it, or life doesn't even send it to you because you're blocking yourself with something else that is actually not in alignment. So let's say you just say yes to literally any job that is coming your way. You're totally blocked in the job and you're not allowing life or the universe or whatever you want to call it to bring you this amazing job that was actually meant for you, because you're already so busy in your other job. You don't have energy and you don't have the focus to receive something else. Same thing counts for relationship, for example. If you're so trapped up in a toxic relationship, you might not even see that other people are coming your way who would be a much better fit. So sometimes it's important to let a relationship go, you know, or even say no in the first place when you notice it is not in full alignment with you. So let's start by going through the different types and see what their challenges are, starting with the manifestor. So if you are a manifestor, you might have sometimes issues saying no to the regular work life because you think you also need to be the executing force, basically. So the person who then also stands in the business or sells something or do the work job, do the taskmaster, which is, as you know, the task of the generator types. So as a manifestor, you're really here to initiate, to start things, to have impact and then move on, but not to be the working force in that whole thing. So it's really, really important for you that you say no if things or tasks in that way are coming to you, and find the right people who are happy to do the work for you. And some manifestors I know, they just hate cooking and cleaning and all that kind of jazz. So they hire people to do that for them. And it's nothing you need to be ashamed of. It is just in your energy, because you are not meant from an energetical perspective to do all the work. If you feel joy doing it, yes, of course, do it. But least manifestors I know actually have joy about this. So
be mindful about what you say yes to in that sense. What I see often with the manifestor, what I really want to mention is the other way around as well. Manifestors also have a hard time accepting a no from other people because they want to have impact. They're really strong personalities. So it's really important to understand for you guys, even though if you have the best intention, not everyone wants to do what you want them to do. So if you ask someone or initiate someone into a task or into something, if they say no, please accept that this is a no and don't force or don't push further. And that counts obviously for all the types, but I see specifically manifestors having a theme here. If you are a manifesting generator, it is really important that you allow yourself to let your energy flow in a lot of different things and say no to boring or very straightforward trapped jobs that keep you stuck in your energy, just moving in one direction, doesn't allow you to let your energy flow in different things, different hobbies, different projects. So really saying no to the people who try to trap you and try to tell you that something is wrong with you because you cannot focus on just one thing. So really saying no to the wrong people who try to push you there and saying no to projects where you already know that this is draining your energy because it's too straightforward, and saying therefore no to being stuck in your life. Generators have the hardest time actually to say no, together with the projectors, I would say, because generators are just these super open and developing beings, especially if you're non-emotional. That means that you want to probably like work and you say yes to literally everything coming your way. And I've been guilty of that as well in the past. And it feels tough to say no sometimes because you feel so strongly the emotions of other people, especially if you're emotionally open, and you kind of want to not hurt someone and you want to work and do the job. And you know in a way that work gives you satisfaction or you kind of want to move your body and do something. But generators, unfortunately, get used because they're so open and usually so grounded and like straightforward, nice people that they get used and they get taken advantage of to being slaves and to just fill out any job. And often then they come into this hustle mentality of not getting out of that again and having the sense of one's safety, of one's stability, one's security, and therefore get in the trap. So for a generator, it's so important that you find whatever is giving you that satisfaction and say no to everything that is not giving you satisfaction in your life. That is what you came here to do, to find whatever brings you satisfaction. And don't just take any job just because it's a job, just to be working, right? Because that will make you so frustrated and will make you so unhappy and will actually drain your energy. And once you're in that cycle, that's what we see so much in the world, that it's really hard to get out of there, right? And that also counts in part for the manifesting generator as well. So really check in with yourself. Is this bringing me satisfaction? And only going for the things that bring you satisfaction. And don't settle for anything less. And that sometimes is connected really much with self-worth. So the more your self-worth is, the better. The more you will allow yourself to also say no to things that are not in alignment with that. The projector also has some boundary setting struggles most of the time because obviously their theme is success and they want to be seen, and therefore, they take on literally every invitation that comes their way, because waiting for the invitation is kind of sometimes a little bit of a tougher strategy, I would say. So people are so happy when finally this invitation comes and then they say yes because they feel seen, they feel heard with that invitation. Unfortunately, what I see a lot is that they take on the wrong invitation, which means they are generator invitations or they just don't feel correct for them. So then they find themselves trapped and stuck in these cycles and then acting again like a generator, then getting more generator invitations, totally losing their energy, becoming bitter, repelling people. You get it, right? Like, it's a dilemma. So for the projector, more than for any other type, I would even say, listen to your authority if the invitations come in. Really don't say yes to anything that feels like it's going to drain you or that is not aligned with you and your purpose. And really saying no also to draining things, not only jobs, but like draining things, because you need to take so good care of your health and your energies, because you have much less sustainable energy available to you than most other types. So it is really important for you that you take time off, that you allow yourself to relax, that you allow yourself to get the breaks and the sleep that you need, and don't take on too much on your plate, because that will exhaust you. And as I say, it will also bring you back into this frustration. And no one wants to work with a frustrated projector. So once you are in that bitter state, then it feels really tough sometimes to get out there, right? And then, yeah, it's just not a good state to be in, that amplifies even further. So see that you only take in the good invites, and also waiting for the invitation, right? Don't force yourself on to other people. Also seeing that you don't work too hard and you're like regular life, similar to the manifestor. If you can outsource some things, maybe have a partner who loves cooking and cleaning, you know, let them do the thing. Like, you don't need to feel guilty because you're not here to execute all the things. Obviously, if you have a partner who doesn't like to do that, yeah, find a different solution. It's not about bossing someone around either. If you are a reflector, you're so sensitive too. So you need to give yourself a lot of time to see when you need to say no and when you can say yes. So really allow yourself not to be pressured and say no to people or things that pressure you in order to make a really fast decision. Because you're not here to do that. You're here to wait 28 days minimum to make a good and correct decision for yourself. So really saying no to people who pressure you, they're not your people. They're not correct for you. Also saying no to the wrong environments, which means if you feel unhealthy or you feel get even sick in an environment, say no to that environment, go somewhere else. And the people that you will always find in the environments will then match according to how you feel there. So once you are in your right environment, you will find also people there who are good for you. And as you are always reflecting them, it's always a signpost how you feel. When you notice you're sick a lot, move yourself out. Say no to people. Say no to hanging around with them. Say no to the environment where you find yourself in. So your saying no is really highly connected with the location you find yourself in and with the people that you will find in the location. And most importantly, really, if someone is pressuring you, that's always a sign that they are not correct for you. Allow yourself to say no. And as we've now gone through all the types, as I said, there is a few markers. So as I was already mentioning, emotionally open people. So if you have an open solar plexus, you are probably somewhat a people pleaser. And that doesn't mean that when you're emotional that you cannot in certain tendencies be a people pleaser too. But most of the time it's the emotionally open people, because you're so sensitive to other people's emotional reaction that you learned to hold yourself back in order to not cause any emotional upheaval or any emotional distress. So it's really important that you learn that it's okay to speak your truth, that it's okay to set your boundaries, and that when you say no, the reaction, the emotional reaction of someone else is none of your business. It's their theme. It's their problem, let's say, unless obviously you're being triggering or something. We're not talking about this. We're talking about you setting friendly but clear boundaries. So emotionally open people have, let's say, quite difficult time. But yeah, you can learn it. That's what you came here to do, to learn how to set boundaries. The other thing is when you're very, very open, when you have a very open chart, you feel people on so many different levels. It also might be even more challenging to say no, because you feel people's energy so much and you sometimes confuse their energy with yours. And therefore, it can distort you in your clarity, and you don't really know when to say no anymore. So it's important, especially if you have so much openness, to always come back to yourself and focus on the energies that you have instead of focus on the energies that you feel from others and get yourself confused with this. Yeah, so that was a short rundown on what it is that you need to say no on. And as always, just feel in with yourself. You know the answers already. Trust your authority. And you can listen to the authority episode for that if you don't know what your authority is. And yeah, just allow yourself to be you and say no to certain things. I'm sending you so much love and see you in the next week.